The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So.
Yeah, so there's the president clarifying things after quite a backlash from members of both political parties of what he said at what he said with Vladimir Putin at the podium there in Helsinki. And as Jamie mentioned, Dan Hoffman's joining us. He's vice president of Sonoran Policy Group, a retired CIA senior officer and former station chief. Dan, I'm not going to ask you if you believe the president, but instead if you agree with his assessment this morning. And I'm quoting here from his Twitter account, quote, so many people at the higher ends of intelligence loved my press conference performance in Helsinki. And then he says big results will come from his meeting with Vladimir Putin. You were in Helsinki. Do you agree?
I don't know what, you know, the intelligence community is saying right now on the inside. I just returned. Want to speculate on that. I can tell you my own views were that I don't think the president was strong enough in holding Vladimir Putin accountable for Russia's meddling in our election. You know, our relationship with Russia has been very multifaceted. Maybe the time when we collaborated best was the Second World War fighting Nazi Germany, and at the same time, the Soviets were stealing our nuclear secrets. So while we look for areas in which to collaborate, and that might be arms control or weapons proliferation, at the same time, we have to defend ourselves against their ubiquitous, nefarious attacks. And the president, I think, needed to hold Putin accountable more strongly yesterday. It's very hard for us to take counteraction, which will be discoverable when the president doesn't tell Putin, we know you meddled, and if you do it again, we're going to make you pay a price for it.
So one really correlates to the other. In other words, we might have made some progress in other areas, but that progress is not did not go as far as it could have gone, like in things like nuclear proliferation and working together on North Korea, because we weren't firm enough with the Russians on the election meddling.
Yeah, I think they're mutually compatible. If you're not strong enough to defend yourself from Russia's onslaught in cyberspace and espionage. And remember, Vladimir Putin is the KGB officer. He also served as the director of Russia's FSB, their internal security police, responsible for oppressing their own people and tracking foreign officials and foreign businessmen in Russia. So he knows what espionage is all about. If you don't counter them, there really isn't much hope, I don't believe, for some benefit for both our countries. I was also concerned separately about Syria. Russia has created the problem in Syria by supporting and enabling Assad to commit crimes against humanity. The migration crisis is certainly Russia's doing and Assad's doing, and I just don't see any chance for strategic partnership. Maybe something limited, collaboration against ISIS, maybe preventing Syria from becoming a battleground between Iran and Israel. But beyond that, I'm very skeptical.
All right. We'll leave it at that. Thank you very much. Daniel Hoffman is the vice president of Sonoran Policy Group, a retired CIA senior officer and former station chief.